from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
Don't let the kid win. Just let
you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this is my show. It is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am here until 8 o'clock, and it is freezing ridiculously cold out there, folks. So UBC is located on the campus of UBC, and let me just turn up my headphones here. Because we are the furthest western tip of the mainland, if you will, it's kind of like it is a peninsula. I feel that in my, well, whatever, my educated guess is that there's a lot of moisture, and you get, you know, the westerly winds first, and so it always feels breezier down here, and it to me it feels always colder because of that. It's awful. So anyways, let's see what the weather's all about right now. Okay, the hot spot in Canada currently. Look at that. Sable Island, Nova Scotia. 5.6 degrees currently. Nice. And look at this. The cold spot right now in Canada is minus 40. It is a place called Mayo Airport. I don't know if they eat mayo there. M-A-Y-O, or I don't know. That is in the Yukon Territories. Look at that. Okay, so we are currently, well, hold on a sec here, folks. What is the temperature here? Oh, let's see what Vancouver is all about. Vancouver weather. I don't know how that popped up. Okay, so it is currently, well, it's minus two, but it feels even colder. It must be because, I don't know, it's a wet cold. But it's pretty dry, meaning that, you know, there are no clouds, at least when I last looked out there. So anyways, it's minus two. The overnight low is minus five. Yeah, that's pretty cold. So tomorrow is not even going to crack zero. It's going to be a high of minus one. And of course, sunny. That's why it's so cold. We don't have those low-hanging clouds to insulate us, keep the warm air down before escaping into the atmosphere. Oh, look at that. So tomorrow is a high of minus one, and Friday is a high minus four. It feels like I'm back home. So there you go. But it's going to be sunny tomorrow and Friday. And then Saturday as well will be minus two as a high. And then it looks like potentially we might get some flurries sort of halfway through Sunday and into Monday. But Monday is a high of four. So all the way through the weekend, we will not be in the positive range of temperatures. All right there. Okay, folks, now you got the weather. So let's find out who we just listened to. The first band we listened to was Out of Controller. And we heard the song from them called, hold on a second here, Pizza Wolf. Yeah, and that's from their record release last year called Television Zombie. And Out of Controller, they are so good. I saw them, actually. They played at the Astoria, because who doesn't play at the Astoria? And, yeah, they're from Nova Scotia. They came all the way out from Halifax. And really, really love them. They played, I'm trying to remember who they played with. They played with definitely a Hosehead Records band. This was maybe half a year or so ago. Really good. Really good show. Young guys. And there you go. All right. Now, what are we going to listen to next? We're going to hear something. Oh, yeah. So my show is all Canadian music, just so you know. But sometimes I like to throw in other things that are not Canadian because I don't really care. And we're going to hear Richard Hell and the Voidoids. So we're going to hear something from, what do we got here? What record? Is it Blank Generation? Let me just double check here. It is. So we're going to hear the song Love Comes in Spurts from the 76 record, 77, Blank Generation. This is a great song. And so Richard Hell, of course, his sort of claim to fame was being one of the original members of Television. And then he went to form the Heartbreakers Johnny Thunders. And he wasn't there long in that band, but he's been in lots of different bands. And there you go. Of course, out of New York City. That's his. But actually, he was from Kentucky. So he was raised and stayed in Kentucky all the way through to about high school, and then moved on over to New York City. All right, so I'm going to stop talking, and here we go. Let's see that I've got this all good. This is Richard Hell and the Voidoids with the song Love Comes in Spurts on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I was a child and wanted all of some wild, though died in slow motion, but play with devotion, baby, same with devotion, just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no
love.
Love
comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no. I just gave you wives to the tragic lies, though I now know the fact. There's no bed like an ass. Baby, love comes in spurts. In dangerous
All right, folks, that was a band called Japanese Girls. They're okay. I don't know. Here's what I read something, some promo that said that if you like the Pixies, you're going to like them. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I was like, no, I don't know that I really like them so much. They seemed very commercial, very, very, like, I don't know, Sea Fox-ish. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I was going out on a limb. I didn't even preview it. So that's bad. I'm a bad DJ. Anyways, this bad DJ's name is Anita B. That's who I am. And I'm sorry for Japanese Girls. The song, by the way, is called Gap Year. Oy. Off their record Divorce. Now I know. I've seen their name thrown around a lot. And there you go. So before Japanese Girls, we heard a band called Soft Tess. Now, I really like Soft Tess. The song is called False Idols from their new record, Absolute Truth. Those guys are awesome. So they are, headed by good old Don LaRange, a.k.a. Sean Maxey, who I adore. He's been on the scene since forever. And there you go. They're a co-ed band. There's a female bass player. And there you go. Yeah, Soft Ass. And then before that, of course, as I mentioned, that was good. I was very proud of that selection. Richard Hell and the Voidoids with a song, Love Comes in Spurts. Such a good song. From the record entitled Blank Generation of 1977. All right. I'm here until 8 o'clock. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music gets played. Of course, you heard good old New Yorker Richard Hell there. So not Canadian, but you know, I'm kind of now just playing whatever I want to play. But it's mostly Canadian. Sometimes I really go by the law. But yeah, okay. Today's Wednesday, the 14th, which means I'm leaving. Is today Wednesday? Yeah. Uh-oh. I leave 2 weeks from yesterday. It's going to be 13 days until I fly away to Mexico. And I'm really excited. I'm going to Puerto Vallarta all by my fabulous lonesome. And I am thrilled. I've never traveled by myself. And this should be good. I have no kids with me. I have nobody else, which is okay. I traveled back at spring break with one of my best friends, Karina, and we had a great time. We went to the Dominican, and it was great. And this time, and I was going to initially attempt to go alone on that trip, and I don't regret going with a friend. It was great. But so this is going to be my first. This is going to be my inaugural journey by myself, and that means I can eat tacos when I want. I can wake up when I want. I don't have to compromise. I can just never wake up. I don't know. It's kind of exciting. I don't know. Will I get lonely? I don't know. I mean, I might meet people. Who knows? So the future is open. The future is, wow, it's an unwritten book, my friends. Who knows what's going to happen? Oh, Puerto Vallarta. I've never been there, so it should be okay. And I chose not to go to an all-inclusive because, well, the resort actually is a quote-unquote all-inclusive resort. However, I chose the not inclusive package, which forces me to get out and explore And, you know, I mean, what's the price of tacos? Like, probably a buck? I mean, really? I get a six pack a day. I'm pretty good. So anyways. Okay, enough about my awesome post-Christmas time. Fizzy Orange is the name of the song from the next band I'm going to play. I am talking about The Orange Kite. The Orange Kite. So The Orange Kite is a local band, and they've been doing this interesting thing, which is putting out, which is like, look at these guys. They are on it. They are like ambitious, and they've done it. Let's see if I can read this to you. You can go to their band camp deal, and it says this. It says, they are an experimental music project with a manifesto, check this out, to release monthly singles in various shapes and forms, varying in fidelity and approach, but always drawing heavily from a love of ethereal tones, fuzz, reverb, and all things psychedelic. Cool. So let's hear the song that I wanted us to play or listen to. It's called The Orange Kite. And the members of the band, I know Robin, she's on bass, Robin Schroffel, she's awesome. She's also currently in the band Fashionism, of course. Now, this band, Orange Kite, is led up by a guy named Stevie Moonboots. And on organ is Matt Jury. And the drummer is Dave Mulvaney. Oh, and there's a trombone. Wow. All right. So, yeah, let's check this out. This should be good. The Orange Kite. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa!
That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgreen, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I feel the same.
All right, that right there was Adrian Teacher and the Subs with the song I Feel the Same off their new record, Terminal City. And that was released on the label. Well, it's actually, first of all, recorded at JCDC, which is kind of cool. JCDC Studios stands for John Collins, Dave Carswell. And if you know those names, you know the Smugglers. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And the label is called You've Changed Records. There you go. Oh, hey, speaking of the Smugglers, they're playing a show apparently coming up soon. That looks like they're reforming. And also the Evaporators have a new record out. Oh, my goodness, I cannot forget to play that. So let me look that stuff up. So anyways, that was Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Most notably out of the band Apollo Ghosts. Yeah. And then before that, we heard the song Useless from Woolworm's record entitled Everything Seems... Yeah, Everything Seems Useless. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And of course, the first song of that set was I'll Take You Anywhere from the Steve Adamick Band. Steve Adamick being out of Ottawa. All right. The time is 7:10. I'm about halfway through my show, which is entitled Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my name is Anita B. And yeah, it's freezing out there. So stay warm. I've been busy all week. I went out. What did I do Monday night? Oh, okay. I went bowling. And then Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I judged Shindig. That's what I did. And who won? I should know this. I helped them win. What were they called now? They had a great name. Oh, yeah. Prison Hair. Prison Hair were the winners of last night's Shindig. They were the middle band. And they were really, really cool. Very droney, but really good at the drone, if that makes sense. Like, some bands are kind of average drone. These guys were really, really good. They really built the tension, and I bought in. I was sold right away. So good on you guys, Prison Hair. And I like the name of your band. I don't know. That I'm very picky, but I was like, oh, Prison Hair. That's kind of cool. The first band, not a big fan of their name. Frogpile. I don't know. What does that even mean? But whatever. Okay, let's move on. I'm not going to diss bands here. Move on. Let's see. What do we have next? Oh, Thought He Was Dead. This is the record from Sean Mrazek Lives. Now, I haven't played him in a while. And this was released like three and a half years ago. And interestingly enough, I just played us some Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Now, Adrian Teacher played on this record. And also a bunch of sort of local people, such as, oh, who do we have here? Stephen Hamm. Yeah, he played on this record. Who else? Chris Horrific. CITR's own Chris Horrific. Hayes Fisher. All right. So anyways, let's just get to it. This whole record is just quality from start to finish. Let's hear the song Another World. Yeah, this is a good one. Anything by Sean Mrazek is good. And what you also need to know about Sean Mrazek, if you don't know the guy, is he is probably Vancouver's best drummer. He's so talented. And he taught me drums for like, I don't know, 6 or 8 months or something. He gives lessons, or at least he did. Now he is in the school system. And it looks like he's now going to school to become a teacher. An actual teacher. He was like a support staff guy. And the other thing, so if you need to know two things about Sean Mrazek, is he's like the best drummer and he's the nicest, coolest guy you can ever meet. So there you go. Okay, enough of that. So let's just listen to his music and I will be quiet. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Terrible feelings hit.
alright. That's what we need to say. And it works for just one day. But if we put them back to back, we have our shield from the attack. That's right. We'll be right back.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Strength.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Right, that right there is the Ketamines from their, I don't know, record from how many years ago? This is, 3 years ago or so. It's entitled, it's actually a 7-inch, and it's called So Hot. And we heard the song, the title track, So Hot. That's actually a Hosehead Records release. Yeah, good old Vancouver's Hosehead Records. All right, before that, we heard something from Shimmering Stars, who I haven't played in a while. They're so good. We heard the song De Règlement. I guess that's how you say it in French. There's a couple of accents. One goes one way accent aigu or something. I don't know. I took French up to grade 9. That was in Ontario at the time. You had to take French to the end of grade 9. And then I stopped. And I don't regret it. Whatever. Okay, so the record that song, De Règlement, is off of is called Bedrooms of the... Uh-oh. Oh, I lost it. The album is called Bedrooms of the Something. Bedrooms of the Holy? I don't know. I just made that up. I forgot to put the last word in there. Okay, on my list of songs, my playlist. Well, I'll have to look that back up. All right. So before Shimmering Stars, we heard two new songs from the Evaporators, which is super rad. We heard Ogopogo Punk, and we heard I Can't Be Shaved. Good old Nardwar. From their very new record, it's entitled Ogopogo Punk, and it's on Mint Records, and that's awesome. And I know those guys filmed a video. I haven't seen it yet. I ran into them on Main Street when they were doing so. That was back in, like, September. Yeah, that seems like yesterday. Anyways, of course, if you have been living under a rock, like if you're new to the music scene, you need to know who Nardwar is. And he is sort of the cornerstone of CITR. He is the man. He is the ultimate interviewer with his own way about things. He's super kind and he's super funny. And I love Nardwar. And he does his own show, of course. I think it's still every Friday afternoon around 3:30-ish, just around that time frame. You can probably listen to Nardwar. And hey, and if you can't, it's okay. Just go to CITR.ca and you can find all of us podcasted. So you can find my podcast. My show here, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I am Anita B. And so you can find my podcast. You can listen to me make tons of mistakes constantly. You can laugh at me all you want. And there you go. It's 7:32. I'm here until 8 with more Canadian music. So let's do that. I haven't played these guys in a while. I went through a very serious bum phase. Well, back in the 90s. And then they've resurfaced Bum. And so I started playing them a lot back when they first got back together about a year and a half ago. So here we go. Let's listen to some Bum. And we're going to hear my favorite song of theirs from their big record, which was called Wanna Smash Sensation, Your Disciple. Now, Bum are out of Victoria. Yeah, they are a four-piece Victoria band from the early 90s. Who toured all over the world, in particular Spain, all over the place. And very cool guys, and I'm friends with them. Yeah, especially Kevin. Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee lives in Vancouver. He's been in Vancouver for a while now. Yeah, I guess more than a while. He was a sort of mainstay at Zulu Records, and he's the Asian guy with the Ramones haircut. That's the best way to describe Kevin Lee. Bass player. Yes. All right. So we're going to hear... again, my favorite song, Your Disciple. This is, again, off the record, Wanna Smash Sensation. And the station that you want to smash sensation is on is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh, that's not working. Oh, we're good. I can't take it.
side of things. Cigarettes, I suck them down like Coca-Cola. I got a sneaky suspicion that you're a rock and roller. Yeah, I'm hip to the scene.
All right, that right there was killer awesome. That was the Mandelbaums. So good. So the Mandelbaums are comprised of three Victoria guys. The songwriter is Dylan Reistad. And there you go. That record there is called Take It Up a Notch. And they're so good. I've seen them in Vancouver. I know they recently played, I believe, with the Remores, which is the Vancouver's best Ramones cover band, the Remores. I wanted to see them play. So they played in Victoria with the Remores. And the Remores, speaking of which, actually did play recently, and I had to miss them because, I don't know, something went on, but I was bummed. I almost always go to see them. Okay, I make it a point, and this time I couldn't go. But anyways, that was Mandelbaum. So good. Yeah. Okay, before that, we heard something from King Kong and the Barbecue Show with the song I'll Be Loving You, from their record released back in 2009, Invisible Girl. I saw those guys also play about a year and a half ago, maybe a couple years ago. And that was at, oh God, remember that place? The Electric Owl. Yeah. They're a two-piece and so good. Just ridiculously good. It was such a packed, sweaty show. I believe they're from Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. Montreal or Ottawa, one or the other. But I think it's Montreal. If you get a chance to see King Kong and the Barbecue Show, please do. They've been around forever in different incarnations, if that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Then before that, of course, we heard Bum from the record Wanna Smash Sensation, Your Disciple. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the theme of this show is Canadian music. I'm here until 8, so we're kind of wrapping things up a bit. Let's listen to a local band. They're called The Uptights. And Jesse Gander, he is one of the dudes in the band. And if you know Jesse, he's been around forever as well. He is one of Vancouver's best producers, engineers. He's so good. I've worked with him in the past. He's recorded my band like a couple of times, I think. Anyways, so he's in The Uptights with three other guys. That's what I know. that's all that matters, Jesse. No. But they're awesome and they put on a great show and they've been around for, they're kind of a newer band, maybe only about like a year and a half. So, you know how that goes. It's not that they haven't been around that long. So anyways, let's get, geez, what am I doing? Let's get listening to them. Okay. I think I'm good. Yeah, that's better. The record we're going to hear is called, it's just their EP. It's called EP. It's got six songs on it. It was just released this summer, and we are going to hear the song Edge of the Earth on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Make
All right, that was Lady Hawk from their first record, which was self-titled. That was The Dugout. I'll tell you a dream that I had. I was down at the baseball diamond. I love that song. Okay, that was released, I want to say, like about 10, 12 years ago, something ridiculous. Maybe 10 years ago. Such a great song. Yeah, Lady Hawk. They still might be around. They kind of play shows every once in a blue moon. They're local, originally out of Kelowna, but they formed here. So all the dudes are Kelowna guys, but formed in the city of Vancouver back in 04. Yeah. All right. Now, before Lady Hawk, we heard The Uptights with the song Quiet Times from their EP, self-titled. Okay. It's 7:54. I am almost out of here. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, everybody. Have yourselves a Happy New Year, because I will not be here in two more weeks. My show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is normally every 2 weeks. So I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, which is where I play Canadian music. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Mexico. So no can do this show. And that means I'll be back in 4 weeks. Oh my God, when I come back, it's going to be a whole new year. Oh my God. And who knows? I might be alive. I might, who knows? I might be hit by a car. Who knows what the future holds, people? It's amazing. I've been kind of fascinated by this lately. This sounds really cheesy and corny, but it's so incredibly true. Every day is a new day. You don't know what the hell's going to happen to you that day. And there you go. So that's kind of a cool thing to sort of meditate on. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I'm going to leave us with the Japan Droids. These guys are a local band and they're so good. And two-piece. There's only two of them. From the record Celebration Rock, which was released about 4-ish years ago. I think it was 2012. We're going to hear the last song on the record. It's Continuous Thunder, and it's such a perfect tune, and it's a great one to go out on. So there you go, guys. I hope 2017 is ushered in well for you. And that's it, folks, for me, Anita B, for 2016. And here we go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is the Japan Droids. To rain.